coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. America held hostage, day number 24. Every show, I want to just reaffirm with you the election of 2020. It is a wound, a crime, but it is a wound to this nation that will never, ever heal until and unless it is dealt with head on. Mike Lindell, absolute proof. Of course, on Monday we had Mary Fanning and Brandon House, two of the three executive producers of Absolute Proof, the third, of course, being Mike Lindell on this program, and walking through the making of the video, but also the fact that the election fraud is centerpiece, is the predicate for everything that's happening, including and especially this week's impeachment. We're in day four now. The defense presents their case. We've seen a very lackluster, or we expect to see a very lackluster defense in terms of President Trump's defense of the impeachment. Now, no one expects a conviction, and that perhaps that's why the lackluster defense. It is my view, based on everything I've seen and heard and discussed with people inside, or I should say near, not inside, the President Trump's circle, there is a push and pull. The only place really adequate for the presentation of facts about the theft of the 2020 presidential election would be in the defense of the impeachment. Sadly, that's not going to happen. Peter Navarro, big proponent of that tactic, said, look, I could have a team together in a day and present the defense, because that the theft of the election is the predicate for everything that happened on the 6th of January. Where else are we going to find resolution to what happened in the 2020 election? Where else will I guess the bottom line here is, I believe the lack of exposure to this entire the lack of exposure of the American people about the election theft of the 2020 election, the blatant, the overt theft, I believe will be the cause for the civil war and revolution that we're right there. We're right there. We're at the precipice, and it's going to happen. Anecdotally, of course, but to give you an idea of how angry people are, folks, I'm sure you get phone calls, spam phone calls all the time. If you have a business, chances are you'll get spam phone calls from Google. Got one today. Verifying your business listing. Okay. Now, normally I don't answer them. I don't, they're spammed numbers. It's just BS, right? I answered it. And of course, the recording said, don't hang up. Want to verify your business listing, you know, Google, otherwise you could be listed improperly. Now, understand, Mike Lindell was denied purchasing his own AdWords from Google. They didn't just censor him. They denied allowing him to purchase his own name. Google, in my opinion, in my view, is a communist company. So I went through the menu and clicked for a person to verify my Google listing. And I proceeded to explain my thoughts about their communist country or company. the woman, and this is what really makes me smile, the woman said, and I can almost hear her eyes roll, "Oh, here we go again." Now, why am I smiling? Because that makes me realize that, look, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. So she's probably had a belly full of it. And I hope tonight, when she leaves her job, that I really hope that she rethinks her job. Hey, do I really need to put up with this? Am I really working for a communist company? And the answer to that is yes, in my view, yes, you are. Communist tactics at the very least. A couple of announcements before we get into the program. Folks, Patreon this weekend, Patreon meeting this weekend, it was last weekend, got a lot of requests saying, look, there's stuff going on at my house because of the Super Bowl. I don't agree with it, you know, however, it's a madhouse, so can we reschedule? There were a sufficient number of people, so yes, so this weekend. I know this Sunday is Valentine's Day. For those who celebrate Valentine's Day, spend it with me, right? Spend it with me. All right, as well, the digital PDF is coming to you either today or most likely Monday from the fundraising broadcast we had on Saturday. Okay, Saturday fundraising broadcast. That PDF file, if you sent a contribution by mail without your email address, think about this now. I'm going to need your email address. We're going to need your email address. Steve Quayle's going to need your email address, okay? Because this is...
It's a digital file.
Thank you.
And the reason it's digital is because it's extensive, so...
It's extensive and it's...
It'd be like printing a book, almost.
On your computer, right. And it's image heavy.
If we had to send it to you,
yeah.
A physical copy, it'd be like a book.
Exactly. Eric the Tech, how are you?
So I'm doing good. So if you did donate by mail... And you did not include your email address. Just send us another piece of mail or send us an email.
If you can. I mean, you can if you don't mind. Please send us an email.
Because we want to get that to you.
100%. And, you know, I apologize for any confusion. So, anyway.
And like you said, don't freak out if you don't get it tomorrow or today.
Yeah, it could be Monday.
Monday, at least by Monday you'll get it. But the majority of people will get it today.
Okay. Thanks. I thought it was scheduled for Monday. Friday was kind of optimistic, but okay, that's good. All right. Now segueing into, of course, if it's Friday, Austin Brower, he's the man, I gotta tell you. By the way, fraud has become the new F word. I just want to say that fraud is the new F word. You mentioned fraud. That's the third rail of any political discussion. And I'm talking about fraud of the election. But like I said, we're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing about the election. And a lot of things, a lot of odd things, too, if you watched any part of the impeachment. Majority of the American people have not. In fact, the majority of the Senate and the spectators for the impeachment were pretty much falling asleep or playing on their phones during this time. That shows you how much of a sham this is. Go to Washington, D.C. It looks like the occupied Baghdad, you know, capital of Baghdad, the capital of Iraq. It's really a shame. And this is all a communist takeover of the United States. Segueing into Austin Brower, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been banned from fascist book owned Instagram. And this happened just days after outlining Bill Gates' global domination efforts. Gee, you want to know who owns you, who can't you criticize, right? Also, again, segueing into this segment, it seems that Andrew Cuomo has got a little bit of an issue. His secretary to the governor admitted, hey, we were lying about putting elders and the infirmed into nursing homes. We really hid the numbers. That man, in my view, should be charged with criminally negligent homicide. Somebody had written to me and said, shouldn't it be a premeditated murder? That's a pretty high bar, but at the very least, Letitia James over there in the state of New York, the Empire State, should, instead of looking at President Trump, should be going after Cuomo, who admittedly, or well, his own internal staff turned him over for lying about the numbers and for putting people into the nursing homes to cause additional deaths. That's your mother. That's your grandmother. That's your father. That's your grandfather. That's your relative. Or if it's not, what if it was? It was somebody's, to be sure. The deaths of elderly who recovered from the corona, the Chinese Communist Party virus, but died after the vaccine raises additional questions. It's not a vaccine. That's one of the reasons why. By definition, this is not a vaccine. There's so much more to get into. I'm going to bring right. I do want to mention this sad note. Randy Taylor's brother had passed away at 7:45 this morning. Please say a prayer for the family of Randy Taylor and Randy's brother. Went to be with the Lord this morning at 7:45. There's just no words. All right, with me is Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. You know, folks, I take Health Masters every day. I feel great. I really do. I haven't gotten sick since I've been taking Health Masters. And, you know, if you feel a little bit punky, you take some more vitamin C and it gives you a boost back up. But Ultimate Multiple, if you're not taking Ultimate Multiple from Health Masters, that's your daily vitamin. You've got to do it. In fact, stop right now and order your Ultimate Multiple. I don't take anything else. I mean, any other brand of nutritional supplements than Health Masters. This is my go-to. This is the best as far as I'm concerned. It's got a 5-star rating on the Hagman Report rating chart. But, folks, go there. Certainly get your immune system built up. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. I missed talking with him last week. I apologize for that snafu. We are still working we're doing a lot of the work ourselves here at the studio and at the office, which is why it's taking us a little bit longer than expected. But thanks for hanging with us, which is why this is an abbreviated program today, just Austin today. But throughout the weekend, I'm going to be bringing some messages. Austin, how are you, sir?
Doug, I'm blessed, as always. And, you know, I was listening to the first few minutes of the show, and you're absolutely right as far as we can't stop talking about the theft of an election of a republic. There's a reason why they put up 8-foot fences with National Guard all around the Capitol. They know what they did. Guilty people have to try to go out of their way to make sure they act like they're not guilty. But in doing so, they've done exactly what we expect them to do. They've shown everybody they're extremely guilty. If you win an election fair and square, you don't have to put up a security fence around the Capitol because everybody's hacked off at you. And you can see now the facade that they put up and the lies upon lies upon lies. And now the issue is they've gone so far along with it, they can't back out of it. It's the same thing that we've seen now with COVID. They've pushed the narrative of COVID so far now, they can't backtrack on it. Even though the CDC, there's a peer-reviewed study, I don't know if you saw this earlier, the peer-reviewed study basically came out on the CDC and the corruption of what they basically did and how they've expanded, they allowed the numbers to be expanded. In the study, they said over 1,600% higher than what they should have been, what they really were. Because exactly what we talked about last year when the CDC came in and said, doesn't matter their underlying condition, doesn't matter if they're already in the hospital, doesn't matter if it was a suicide, doesn't matter if it was anything. Even if you just suspect it was a COVID death or they basically are sick with COVID, you put it down as COVID, even if you've taken no test. And I found this out firsthand. I went to the hospital 2 weeks ago and it was in a automobile accident and I just went in basically get checked out and, you know, had my head scanned and x-rays and stuff. And I was asking the nurse there because she kept basically asking me to put on a mask when I got on the back. And I was like, no, I was like, I can't. I said, I don't want to deprive myself of oxygen. I said, if you need me to, I said, I'll pull my shirt up in front of my face if you're so terrified of a healthy individual being in the hospital. And so she finally capitulated with me and pretty much stopped giving me a hard time. But I finally asked her, I said, what's the deal with COVID here? You know, this is Celebration Hospital in Orlando. And I said, you know, I haven't really seen a lot of sick people here. She's like, well, we have a COVID section. She goes, but we're not really necessarily set up to be doing, you know, COVID testing. We don't have a rapid COVID testing system here. So we pretty much, if somebody has two or more symptoms of COVID, we write it down as a COVID positive case, and then we treat them accordingly. I said, so wait a minute. If somebody comes in and say they lost their taste of smell and taste, the sense of smell and taste, and they have a headache, and they basically just feel unwell, you automatically count that as COVID? She's like, well, yeah, pretty much we do it as that precaution. I said, doesn't that kind of fudge the numbers a little bit? And she goes, well, in most cases, you know, they probably do have COVID, so it's worth the precaution. And it just went over her head. And I'm sitting there going, the numbers that we're being told are completely and totally exaggerated. What's being done to the economy and the entire world is not an exaggeration. It's very real. And when are people going to stop listening to these unlawful demands? Down here in Florida, you see, you mentioned the Super Bowl earlier. I didn't go over that. I'm not supportive of the NFL at all. I didn't even watch the game. However, Tampa, from what I was told from a lot of my friends that were over there, was absolutely insane as far as how packed it was. There were people everywhere. Nobody's wearing masks, nothing. And so we're going to have a perfect example now of seeing what exactly happens in that situation. I can tell you what's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. Some people may get sick. They're already probably going to get sick or may have already been sick, and that's going to be the end of it. And so we have to start realizing that if we don't start making a stand and start speaking the truth, it's not going to stop. Australia is the perfect example. Over in Australia's Victoria State, this just happened yesterday, they had a five-day snap quarantine. I kid you not, out of the blue, the minister came out and said, hey, we've had 13 cases. No deaths. We've had 13 cases, though, so you have to lock down for an entire week. 6.5 million people went into lockdown at midnight. One of the strictest lockdown countries in the world. They banned all public gatherings, all businesses, all home meetings, all weddings, and all religious gatherings. You are not allowed to basically even go anywhere. At all, unless it's an emergency, you have to go to the grocery store. Full lockdown for an entire week.
I'm sure glad they have their guns.
And you know what? I just said that on the show earlier today. I said, look at the UK right now. They can't even go outside without permission. Canada has basically full-blown prison hotel quarantines now that they're holding people at for 2 weeks, treating them absolutely horrible, only letting them outside 15 minutes a day. You see the same thing in Europe. What is the main premise you see with all these countries? They all have the same thing in common. They've all been disarmed.
That's right.
Yep. Once you allow yourself to be completely and totally disarmed by the very people that want to do harm to you, you have no ramifications. Nothing left. You can go back. Nothing you can do. You have no recourse at all. You are at their mercy, whatever they want to do. And that's why I've encouraged everybody now is to really make yourself vocal about this HR 127 and, you know, encourage the counties and cities and states to do the best they can. I just saw up in a county up in Missouri, the sheriff came out and they just put a new bill in the law. Basically said any federal gun law that is put into place at any point in time, if it violates the Second Amendment, it is not only null and void. Law enforcement will not follow it. They will not enforce. And they will not allow federal agents to come into their county and enforce it. And I was like, whoa, mm-hmm. now we got somebody who's actually talking some truth now. That is a huge precedent that a lot of people really, really, really need to understand and support. Because the longer that everybody keeps capitulating and keeps submitting to whether it's COVID, to whether it's more and more unlawful gun laws, to whether or not it's some type of other restriction, bullies don't stop because you comply with them. Anybody's ever dealt with a bully in school or had somebody that picked on them at some point in time, you pretty much always realize the only way to handle a bully is to basically hit him as hard as you can. Pretty much the main premise of it. In most cases, you may get in a fight, you may get your butt kicked a little bit, but you know what? The next time he goes to pick on you, he's going to, you know what? That kid smacked me in the face unbelievably hard last time. But I didn't like that. Yeah, I'm not going to go after him. I'm going to go after somebody else that's more timid. This is exactly what we've dealt with now with the government. They've come in now and said, your election doesn't count. Doesn't matter what you vote for. We're going to rig it. We're going to put Dominion voting machines. The fact that Georgia and a lot of the representatives in there have not had an absolute just conniption fit on removing these Dominion voting machines out of the state boggles my mind. They come in and say, it doesn't matter who you vote for. Doesn't matter what you do. We're going to lock you down. Amazon, Target, Costco, they can make hundreds of billions of dollars in aggregate, but you can't work. You can't go to church. You can't own the guns you want. Once you start allowing somebody to put that level of control over you, then there's only one thing left to do. You either submit, which I'm not going to and you're not going to, Doug, or to stand up and say no. And that's what everybody has to start doing in this country now, because more and more people, I think, are starting to wake up to everything. And this is the pivotal point now that we have to start saying no and talking about what's going on. Like you said earlier, find out who controls you. You find out basically who you can't talk about. And that's exactly what we see now. Find out what they don't want people to know. Find out what truths they don't want people basically to spread. And you'll find out real quick by what they tell people you're not allowed to talk about. You're not allowed to talk about the Capitol, you know, the Capitol protest. You're not allowed to talk about any type of unlawful, illegal voter fraud. Not allowed to talk about any of that. That makes you're domestic terrorist if you even talk about that, as DHS now has basically said. That a lot of individuals, same thing with Brennan, the previous CIA director, said, you, a lot of these guys, they're going to be, you know, against COVID lockdowns. They're going to be basically talking about an unlawful election. These are the domestic terrorists that we're basically going to have to handle. I'm paraphrasing that. They're telling us what they're going to do. They're telling us what their intentions are. Now it's time America stand up and say, no, we don't consent with this at all.
You know, I've got so much really on my mind here with respect to how things are playing out. Austin, I don't see this being resolved. I don't see anything being resolved, peaceably. Now that I'm not advocating violence. All I'm saying is the road that we're taking, the fact that the impeachment, the rhinos, the Republican side on the impeachment, they want to shut down the impeachment and just acquit and that's it. Okay. And we can see this lackluster defense by the attorneys. Where else, what other venue, if the Department of Justice won't take up the case of voter or / election fraud and voter fraud, when in fact it's been proven beyond any reasonable doubt, when you can't mention it on social media without being permanently banned, when a documentary came out, as I mentioned, Mike Lindell's Absolute Proof. We had the producers, two of the three, on Monday. And you talk about Absolute Proof. It's Absolute Proof. But aside from One American News and a few other alternative outlets, that movie or that documentary is not being shown to the American people. Now, they're seeking it out because I believe your audience, my audience, people like us will seek out, you know, the truth. And that's what they're doing. But the majority of America, or not, I shouldn't say majority, a percentage of Americans are not seeing what we are seeing. And they're not seeing because they're not being shown. They're not allowed to watch this. The reason I went through that long and rather lengthy and convoluted, backstory is the fact that what I see coming here because we have this new left that really began in the 20s, but really took hold in the 60s. If you go back to Herbert Marcuse, if you go back to Antonio Gramsci, you talk about this, and your dad talk about this on your radio show. And by the way, little fun fact, Buttigieg's father translated Gramsci's writings from Italian to English during his tenure at Harvard back in 1970. I just thought I'd mention that. So the enemies within the gates, inside the wire. I don't see how we're going to be able to get them out without some severe, without violence. I'm not advocating this. This is my assessment, and I don't know how you feel, but each day that goes by, I believe that we're heading more and more toward that precipice of we're not coming back from this. We can't come back from this. That's just my view.
Well, and this is what I've, told people last year that continued to submit to these unlawful demands. I said, listen, these masks and these lockdowns and these people telling you you can't run a business. I said, these are easy to defy. A lot of people say, oh, you can't. You got to do this. You got to do that. No, you don't. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. For some odd reason, the context and the concept of consent has eluded a large portion of Americans last year. I said, this is easy stuff. I said, once they take it in closer and they start controlling and dictating and then mandating vaccines and all these other things, now it's right on top of you. And that's kind of the point that we're starting to go here now, is we're starting to go down this hole deeper and deeper and deeper, as you said, Doug, that where there's going to be a point where there's going to be only one option left. And, the aspect of what we have in the White House and when we have the administration and this whole impeachment theater thing that they're doing right now, I mean, all it is theater. They know it's not going anywhere. The whole thing's complete and total theater. But what it's designed to do is constantly keep the narrative going and push what they want everybody to talk about. The only way we can get to actually meeting and removing these people out of office, the first thing we have to do is we actually have to take control of our own state via our governor and our towns and our mayors and our sheriffs, and as far as get it on a grassroots level. The level of where the federal government is right now is so high and so corrupt, it's not something you can just take head on, even with a civil war. The only way this works is that if Americans start taking their consent back and say, no, I'm not going to shut down my business. No, I'm not going to wear a mask. No, I'm not going to do any of these things you tell me to do. You're not my boss. You're not my family. You're not God Almighty. You are nobody. You're an elected official that is paid for by my taxpayer money that we elected to represent us. You don't get to tell me what to do. You don't get to tell me how to live, nor do you get to tell me to shut down my business. It's funny to me that these very same people for years have run on the platform, my body, my choice. I can kill an unborn baby if I want. I have that right to do what I want. I can murder a child because it's my body, my right. Now are the same people saying you need to wear 2 and 3 masks to go everywhere to protect everybody else. You kidding me right now? That's the dumbest logic I've ever heard in my life. I'm completely healthy. Why am I wearing a mask? Well, you do it to protect yourself. I'm not worried about it. I already protect myself. I already megadose on vitamin C and D3 and zinc. And so what you're saying, Doug, is very accurate, but we have to get back to where everybody starts taking over their local areas and saying, hey, this is what we want. This is what we want you to represent in us in aggregate, because until we do that, nothing's going to change. As long as people cower in fear, as long as people sit in front of CNN every night, as long as people basically walk outside and put a mask on while they're walking around the sidewalk by themselves, they are showing every bunch of these goons that are in power that they are scared and they are going to submit and they are going to follow orders. Civil disobedience is probably one of the most effective tools known to man in getting back certain rights. Civil disobedience is incredibly effective. The problem with it is the entire country has been so castrated through political correctness, nobody wants to offend anybody anymore. So everybody just wants to go, oh, well, I won't do that. I wear a mask because I don't want to have any conflict on the inside. I just do this because, you know, I don't want to have any issues. Man, can you imagine?
And to those, I say, that's a much lesser fight than what's coming. If you,
oh my gosh, yes.
And you know, if you don't mind, I'm gonna just punch in here. It's
no, yes.
1:59, 1 minute and 50, or 2 minutes roughly, 2 minutes, maybe 2:15 at the most. But this is your governor. This is Governor DeSantis of Florida. You're talking about local. Okay. There's local, there's state, and there's federal. And of course, variations of local counties and cities, municipalities and such. But what your governor did, I am so proud of this, Governor DeSantis, because this is what needs to happen both on a state and a local level. And here it is. Go ahead, run that clip.
Happy about that. You know, I will, people have asked me about, there was some type of report about potential travel restrictions on Americans and on Floridians. And I think it's an absurd report. That they would be doing that. I think it would be unconstitutional, it would be unwise, and it would be unjust. And if you think about it, restricting the right of Americans to travel freely throughout our country while allowing illegal aliens to pour across the southern border unmolested would be a ridiculous but very damaging farce. So we will oppose it 100%. It would not be based in science. It would purely be a political attack against the people of Florida. And it's unclear why they would even try talking about that. Just look at the COVID situation in the state of Florida. So since December, the last couple months, Florida's cases per capita compared to the rest of the country, 28th. 27 other states higher per capita cases. And for the bulk, for the entire pandemic, it's a similar story. Hospitalizations per capita. Over this time period, Florida ranks 30th. 29 other states have higher per capita hospitalizations. Fatalities per capita for this same period, Florida ranks 42nd. 41 states have higher per capita fatalities. So since December 1st, well over half the country has seen much worse COVID results than here in Florida. But all you have to do, too, is just look at some of the trends. ED visits for COVID-like illness is down 60% in Florida over the last 30 days. That's the number one indicator for COVID spread. Hospitalized patients are down about 35% in Florida statewide over the last 3 weeks. And don't forget, over the winter, Florida peaked at much less level than we did over the summer months. And we were way less per capita than a lot of lockdown states that are always cited as being, quote, the right way to do it.
So, Austin, there are a number of takeaways from that, from standing up for your charge, meaning in that case, the state of Florida. But that could also be done on a county level, local level. There's that. There's a reference to the illegals coming through. Of course, you know what hypocrisy that is, and other things, as well as the hoax. And I say hoax, the hoax of the response to the Communist Chinese Party virus. And just so for new listeners and viewers, by the way, folks, we're on Roku. Not sure how long, but we're on Roku. Amazon turned us down, kicked us off. We're on Roku. We're also on various other platforms. But the 3.5 million downloads last month, I want to thank everyone for that. But back to the point here, if we all just stood up and said, no, we're not going to adhere to these arbitrary edicts by these people who have no power, but we grant them no authority, but we grant them the power to by our compliance, we wouldn't be in this problem. Go ahead, sir.
No, that's you nailed it on the head. You nailed it on the head. Perfect. If you don't comply, they can't enforce it. There's 300 million of us. They can't hang us all. And this is why they've made the mask thing has been such a big deal to me, because it troubles me so much when I go places and I'm like the only one not wearing a mask. What happens? You get singled out. Now, sometimes people approach me. A lot of times people don't bother me. Sometimes a manager will do dumb stuff. But most of the time, I'm not bothered, especially down here in Florida, especially now, Central Florida. Only times when I went to Miami, I was bothered a lot. But that's because Miami's very, very liberal and very compliant with completely and totally erroneous laws. They just have dumb stuff they bring up down there in Miami and they comply with it. But the biggest thing, too, is I continue to tell people, and a lot of my friends have started doing this now, is vote with your wallet. Don't give money to a company that wants to grossly violate your human rights. It's every human's right to breathe air, to breathe air. Now, nobody has a right to say, you can't breathe. Austin, you can't breathe air right now. You can breathe in 30 seconds, but you cannot breathe right now. I am doing an edict. You cannot breathe right now. If somebody said that to you, you'd go, dude, you're nuts. Shut up. The paddy wagon's coming. You're going to the loony bin. You're an idiot. You'd walk off. Well, they're doing that exact same thing to us. Wear two and three masks. The oxygen deprivation is through the roof with this. They're already saying now that as far as the mental decline in a lot of individuals, especially older individuals, is going up rapidly right now. They're talking about the health of the young children. I researched an article, I brought it to you on here probably about a month, month and a half ago, from a doctor who went into detail on what happens when young children have oxygen deprivation for extended periods of time. It causes irreversible brain damage, and it's done extremely slow. So you do not notice it over a day or a week, sometimes even a month. But given a couple months, given an entire year, it starts causing very significant issues in the body, not to mention the reuptake of CO2 building up in the red blood cells, increasing the acidity of the blood. There is so much long-term research to show how bad it is to deprive yourself of oxygen, and there is literally zero research to support a mask mandate everywhere you go. Now, I've told people before, if you're sick, if you're legitimately sick, and you have to go somewhere for a very specific reason, and you need to put on a mask or a respirator because you're sick, that's a completely different topic. But I always say, if you're healthy, why are you wearing a mask? And DeSantis nailed it on the head. This is why, I mean, he's an awesome governor. We've been so blessed down here. And what he's referring to is that Biden put out a topic with his administration that they were discussing allowing flights to come into Florida, but blocking all flights from leaving Florida. Basically cordoning us off, making us an island and saying basically, you guys can't do anything. We're locking you down. That's what his reference to DeSantis was saying about that. He said, dude, not only is that illegal, unlawful, it's idiotic to say the least. The fact they'd even talk about that just shows their level of stupidity. You know, what we have down here in Florida is turning into a safe haven, and that's a good thing and a bad thing. We're leading by example, but we also have people flooding here from all over the country right now, which in one case it's really bad because we're having a lot of individuals up north from Massachusetts, from New York, from California, from Washington State, all these states that have turned into hell holes because of the restrictions on them. They are now moving here. Well, the problem with that is the next time they vote, a lot of these real leftist liberal idiots are going to completely forget about why they came down here because we have a great governor, and they're going to vote for their idiotic democratic communist friends that are running in office to try to do idiotic dumb things like Gillum, the one that was running against DeSantis a couple of years ago, who basically ended up getting busted a few months back, basically ended up being a meth-induced stupor while one of his homosexual orgy friends was ODing on drugs, and he basically got pulled out of there and had to go to the hospital. They had to give him a bunch of drugs to basically calm him down. That was the guy that was running in the Democratic governor position against DeSantis. So, yes, it's super important. Everybody gets vocal, gets local, starts doing stuff and standing up. And same thing like I said before with standing up for what you support. I can't stand Amazon. I loathe Amazon. I will not support Amazon. I will not buy anything from Amazon. Why? Amazon is a global retail monopoly. They're being poised to be the one world retail center of the world. Yep. Same thing with other businesses like Google. Won't support Google. I don't use Google at all for searches. That's why we don't have Google Analytics basically on our website at all. That's the reason why I don't have cookies on our website. There's things you can do to stand your ground and see if everybody in unison, not even everybody, I say everybody, even 10, 15% if everybody started coming together, it would make a huge difference. Just like if you have a business that says, oh, we have a mask mandate. You can't come in here and wear a mask, or you use a city mandate. You can't go out in the city without wearing a mask. And 20, 30% of the people said, no, we're not going to wear masks. You know, kick rocks. What are they going to do? They're going to walk around, try to find 200, 300 people. They don't have the manpower to do that. They never can. So the perception of control over us is simply that. It's a false perception, but so many people play into it and fall prey to it because, oh, well, I saw somebody else get a mask ticket last month. So it, you know, I don't want to get a ticket. Guess what? If you get a ticket, get an attorney. Fight it. Nobody can force you to deprive yourself of oxygen. So again, I just encourage everybody, stay strong, stay healthy, exercise, stay up on your vitamin C and D3 and zinc. That's why we put together the viral protection kit on the front page of the website. I got like 15% off. And people have been buying it in bulk. And I have gotten more feedback in the last 5 to 6 months, Doug, than I probably ever have at Health Masters from people that are going exactly what you said. They go, dude, ironically, in the middle of COVID, I feel better than I ever have. My energy's great. I don't get sick. My mental acuity is great. I'm super energetic. I said, well, yeah. I said, because you're giving your body all the nutrients it needs. I said, and you're exercising more, and you're not eating as much junk food, and you're eating cleaner, and people are being overall healthier. So in that instance, what happened last year, that's a positive silver lining. But now it's time. We all got had at the beginning of this thing. We didn't know what communist nonsense China sent over. We didn't know what they sent over. So we were kind of like, okay, we're past that point now. We're over it. Now they're coming out now, and see, this is going to be another thing of not consenting. And this is where it's going to start getting harder and harder and harder. CBS News now declares from news travel editor Peter Greenberg that you will need proof of vaccination to be able to travel anywhere in the United States is what they're now claiming. He said it will be required. The real question is what technology will be available to create a universally acceptable and universally readable document that cannot be forged. Really? But they've already said the COVID injection doesn't stop you from spreading it, and it doesn't keep you from getting it, but de facto meaning it is not a vaccine. It does not create an immune response to prevent you from being, to cause you to be immune to COVID. It doesn't do that. It's a DNA, RNA injection device that causes your body to start manufacturing COVID. So it doesn't stop you from getting it. It doesn't stop you from spreading it. So why on God's green earth would they want us to have a vaccine to be able to travel? Because, again, it's all about compliance. And whenever this RNA technology they're wanting to inject everybody with, like this Pfizer one that has to be kept at negative 94 degrees at all times until like 5 minutes before you're going to inject it into people and you got to let it thaw out, whatever this sludge is that they're trying to put into everybody has some real serious side effects. You can just go online and Google. Now, I don't know how to say Google, just do a search engine. Yeah, that's another way. That term has been used now because they say, you know, Google holds like 90% of searches on the entire world. So everybody, that's a household term now. Yes. And so that's why it's important not to support them whenever you can.
Yeah, it's actually 91% of the market. Is it now, okay? Not 91 to be precise, but you're exactly right. And folks, look, there's several ways we can fight. One, of course, is making sure that we are capable of fighting in terms of our health. That's why I'm so really, I'm so big on Health Masters. Again, folks, do me a favor. You really came through, and I want to thank from the bottom of my heart everyone who really supports this platform and is supporting and has supported this platform already. Because I'll tell you what, the world are hurt put on us in a number of ways. Ways I'm not even going to get into. It has been beyond the pale. So you can support alternative broadcasting, the new, I mean, the real news, Ted and Austin Brower show. It costs them a lot of money. They don't take corporate advertising. Health Masters is their product, and Health Masters is a great product. So please do me a favor. And I'm really serious about this. You supported us. You're gracious. Thank you. Do me a favor. If you have not, especially those people who have not done this yet, at the very least, buy the Ultimate Multiple Nutritional Supplement, either powder or capsule, different types. And I've got to tell you, take it for 30 days as directed. And if you don't feel better, if you don't feel stronger, if you're, and I mean, you can actually feel this, then let me know. But I can tell you, no matter what you're taking, if it's not Health Masters, it's not the best. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And I say that with thanks to Health Masters and with appreciation to both Health Masters and to each and every one of you. So healthmasters.com, that is the place to go. And their immune kit there, I got to tell you, man, that will keep you healthy. And they have food buckets as well, organic food buckets. Get yours while you still can, because those are getting hard to find. So, Austin, I just want to break in there and say that, and thank you again.
No, absolutely. I appreciate it, Doug. And now, the biggest thing, and another aspect of kind of that ties into what we've been talking about, is being self-sufficient, you know, being able to handle yourself in a situation. That's why I've encouraged people to stock up on food, whether you get the food buckets from us or whether you get canned foods from the store, whatever you do, just get food. You know, I appreciate it when people support us, but I tell people, listen, if that's all you can afford on a budget is stocking up canned foods once a week or buying some beans and rice and, you know, storing them properly, do whatever you can. Because, see, the next step that they're going to use is food to control the populace. Right now they've used our business and they've used our freedom and they've used our money. That's not good enough yet. They want full-blown tyrannical control and dictatorship over everything we do. And the final nail in the coffin in every regime is always food. You can look back in numerous history books and see exactly how food was used as a tool to control the masses. Because when people start getting hungry, and I mean hungry, I don't mean, you know, missed an afternoon meal or missed breakfast. I mean you haven't eaten in 3, 4, 5, 6 days. It does stuff to your head. You know, I did a fast years ago, basically a gallbladder fast, and with apple juice and stuff, and cleaned out my gallbladder just, you know, for just health. And, you know, you start noticing after a couple days, stuff starts doing weird things to you. You know, your brain, your mental acuity, how you feel. And, you know, the problem is you start amplifying that 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days. You start getting real hungry. You start getting ravenous. You start getting desperate. You start doing anything you can just to get food. And if that means turning in your guns, that means handing over your last little bit of rights you have for a bowl of soup, a lot of people will do it because you're not in your right mind. And that's what they're doing next. There's a reason why Bill Gates is going in and buying up huge swaths of farmland, I mean, in droves right now. He's been doing that for years, but he's gotten even more aggressive with it now. They want to control the GMO seeds. They want to control the entire facet of farming. That's one of the whole reasons why biotech and Monsanto and all these guys started doing this. It wasn't just to produce an unbelievably toxic food to get sprayed with glyphosate, Roundup, and we consume it and cause all these health issues. That was like just a sidebar that they love doing because they have fun making people sick and it increases the medical industrial complex revenue. The main reason they wanted to do this is because they wanted to own the food market. Solely, there will be no competition in another few years, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I don't know, but it won't be very long because as more and more farmers are pushed out, and I've said this before on our show, I had a farmer from up north that emailed me years ago, and he said, you know, they grow GMO farm. I forgot what form. I think it was corn and some few other things. And he said, it's horrible. He goes, but we have no other way of making any more money right now. He said they have basically made it untenable without buying into their packages. And so what he said they would do is they'd have like, you know, a tractor package, you know, with an irrigation, a fertilizer, a seed package, something like that. I don't know exactly, but that's basically what he referenced to. And they come in and say, hey, you buy this whole bundle with GMO seeds and this equipment and this fertilizer and yada, yada, yada. We'll give you a huge bundle discount on it, like a huge discount. And so he said the only way for us to make any type of money is we basically got to go with this. He goes, if we go with like organic, we're completely on our own. So there's like hardly any subsidies, any support, any discounts, nothing. You're like on your own 100%. You don't get any as hard as heck to get crop, you know, any insurance on the crop, period. He goes, now you go GMO food. He goes, dude, they'll help you out. They'll subsidize stuff. You lose crops. They don't care. They'll get more money. And he goes, basically what we're doing is, he goes, we're growing plastic. That's what he said verbatim. We're growing plastic. And so this is what the overall goal is. This is why I've encouraged people, stock up on food supplies. This is why I like the food buckets. The only food buckets I carry, the big ones, are full certified USDA organic, because it's so important. Now, we have the meat buckets too. Unfortunately, those are not USDA certified organic meat, but they're chicken and beef, freeze dried, but they are very high quality, no MSG, and that's just the only option I have for those. But the main big food buckets we have, fully organic. So I encourage you, if you are going to stock up food, whether it's food buckets or beans and rice or canned food, try to stick with organic the best you can for the overall aspect of health. You don't want to be in a situation where something sideways happens and you're eating basically cardboard, you know, plastic food, just stuff that's so toxic and so unhealthy, it's going to make you even sicker. Because at that point in time, you got to have the mental acuity, you got to have the energy, you got to have the strength, and you got to make sure you have adequate, healthy calories in your system. So that's just my personal stance on that. But I know a lot of people that have basically started to look at this, and they said the same thing. With the crop shortages, with the buying up of the crop, with all these different things they've been doing, they're getting it slowly set up for when they want to drop the hammer, and that will be the next one. COVID was just, as we saw it now, the first giant major event to lock everybody down, make people believe, this is the funny part, make people believe the government actually cares about you. It's almost laughable if some people actually believe this when you can look at the history of the CDC, all their corruption that they've been involved in, and just about every other government agency. And now some people go, well, look, this is what they said. It's for our protection. Really? They're concerned about our protection. While they spray mosquitoes with DDT back, you know, in the 60s and 70s, while they spray everything with glyphosate, while they allow DuPont to put forever chemicals still out in the water supply, while they let aspartame and sucralose to be in the food supply, even though they know it's directly linked to cancer, when they know high fructose corn syrup directly contributed to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, while they know all these things are unbelievably unhealthy for you, they do not remove them from the food supply. Heck, they even freaking encourage people to eat a lot of this food. Yet it's all about our safety, right? They're concerned about our health and safety, Doug. That's what you have to remember.
Yeah, you know. Why? By the way, why would anyone believe Fauci, Birx?
Oh my gosh!
But the latest, and I don't know if you covered this or not. I've been absent from your programs the last couple of days, and I apologize for that. But the CDC is now recommending putting a nylon hose over your face along with a mask. Now, look, I've done that, you know, when I was 20, you know, before I was married and stuff like that. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Okay. But, I guess that didn't land too well. Anyway, so can you believe this? I mean, what do you even say to that?
I read the research study, and it was almost comical what they did. The CDC came in and they said, we took dummies, artificial dummies, and simulated coughing and then basically, having droplets of fluid come out of the dummies. And we found that if we put two extremely tight fitting masks on both dummies and then we simulated them coughing, it reduced basically the contact exposure by about 92% or something. And I kind of laughed when I saw that. And I said, yeah, you know what works 100%, right? Is if you do like 10 layers of saran wrap around your whole face. That's 100% effective, you know, if we're going to go with that route.
My goodness. The world has gone crazy. I mean, people have gone absolutely to believe this. But back to what you were saying earlier too about people saying, well, you know, I don't think they work. I really don't believe in the mask, but I'll wear one just to not cause a scene. No, screw that. You know what? Leave your mask at home and don't virtue signal me by putting it on your rear view mirror or whatever.
Oh gosh. Okay. Yes.
I mean, enough of that. just stop it. If everyone stopped it, we can stop this madness. And that's not to say, look, I believe China released a bioweapon was released from the Wuhan lab. And anyone, that's another thing too. Anyone who does not believe that this was a lab created virus.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. I think the evidence is more than sufficient. But anyway, I don't want to get too far into it. We only have, I can't believe how quickly time goes when you're on, man. I'll tell you what, you're my favorite guy to talk to. I really mean that.
Time flies when you're having fun, Doug.
Yeah, we only have about 5 minutes left. So I want to make sure everything you want to cover, you cover. So the 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's so much stuff to cover. I always have a ton of stuff to cover. And that's why I try to hit the pinpoints of the main stuff. And, but exactly what you were saying, I'm just going to reiterate this. The time for diplomacy with masks is past. It's over with that. There is no more being polite about not wearing it. If you want, let me clarify this though. If you want to wear a mask, I don't care. I'm very libertarian when it comes to a lot of stuff. If you want to go wear a mask, if you want to go put on a chicken head mask and walk around, I don't really care. Now, if you come at me threatening me or pull a weapon on me, I'm going to shoot you. But, you know, walking around with a mask on, if that's what you want to do, I don't care. It's your business. But don't tell me I have to put one on. Don't tell me I have to repress my oxygen levels in my body to make you feel better about yourself while you shove down Taco Bell and McDonald's down your throat and suck down a diet soda behind it and say, you didn't wear your mask for my protection as you're drooling Taco Bell on your shirt. And I'm like, dude, shut up. Like, why are you even speaking to me? This is disgusting. I don't even want to look at you. And I mean that sarcastically, but this, it's where it's gotten with stuff. And so the biggest thing I can encourage to people is this. Find local businesses. Find online businesses. Find companies that are small businesses that are supporting what they're doing. They're what you want, what you're doing. It's a huge thing. Find out what your company stands for. You know, if a company basically is saying, hey, you know what? Like that grocery store down in Naples, they put a big sign out, hey, if you have a medical exemption, you don't have to wear a mask, and we're not going to ask you because we don't really care, so you don't have to wear a mask. And they got, the media went nuts about it. And what's funny is after that news coverage that they got, they said their sales went up 150% overnight because so many people started coming to their store to support them. What we have to start doing.
Did you see the – he was doing a commercial and a woman came up. Did you happen to see that? Oh, my God. That was fabulous. But, yes, this is what we need to start doing indeed. And I think that people have to take a stand, and I think that – again, my objective here is to prevent a civil war or revolutionary war, to prevent the bloodshed.
Absolutely. Every option. Exhaust every option you have, Doug. I'm with you on that 100%. I can tell people that. And the thing about it is, it's like people now all of a sudden are like, oh, well, we're just going to have a civil war. I'm like, dude, you won't even take off your mask when you go into Publix. Like, you're talking a big game right now, and you're talking about going and taking up arms, dealing with a complete and total nightmare on the streets, but yet, as soon as you walk into the store, you're like, oh, I better put my mask on real quick. I mean, like, I tell people, dude, vote with your wallet. I went into rooms to go. I told you guys that last week, 2 weeks ago. I went in there to buy a couch for one of my rooms, and I sat down in there. Manager scurries over to me, has a box of masks. You need to put a mask on now. We're like, standing back, and I said, no, bro, I'm good. I'm not going to wear a mask. He goes, well, you can't shop if you're not going to wear a mask. I said, dude, I have a medical exemption. Don't bother me with it. I'm trying to buy something. He goes, well, I'm going to have to ask you to leave if you're not going to put a mask on. I said, you're going to ask me to leave. I'm here to buy something. I pulled out my wallet, and I said, I'm here to buy something right now. And he goes, well, if you're not going to wear a mask, you have to leave. And I said, you will never see me in this store ever again. And I said, I don't see a single other customer in the store right now, so good luck staying in business with this type of behavior. I left. And so if everybody starts doing that, it's going to make a huge example out of it. So, again, I encourage everybody, speak your mind. Hold your convictions. If you believe something, hold true to it. There's no doubt about it. COVID's very real. There's definitely a virus. There's numerous viruses. There's viruses everywhere. They say on average we get exposed to 60, 70 viruses a day. So no doubt about it, there's a virus. Yep. What does that mean? That means take precaution of yourself. Wash your hands if you need to. Don't be nasty. Cough in your shirt. If you got a cough in your shirt. If you need to basically get outside and exercise more, get more oxygen, get more sunlight, stock up on the vitamin C and D3 and zinc, and live your life to the fullest, because it goes by so quick, Doug. In a blink of an eye, it's like, man, I mean, I'm only 32, and it's gone by fast already for me, you know?
Yeah. And you're lucky it could have ended too quick. Just saying. Yeah, Austin, by the way, was in a motor vehicle accident last week. So I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're okay.
Thanks, but I appreciate it.
Folks, that'll do it. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. Again, now that the show's over, go to healthmasters.com. While you're shopping, listen to their latest program, 10 Austin Brower Show. Fantastic. Get healthy. Stay healthy. Healthmasters.com. Again, Patreon this Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I can't wait for that. As well as, please keep Randy Taylor in your prayers. Thomas Taylor, 51, passed away this morning. May God bless. Good night.
Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. America held hostage, day number 24. Every show, I want to just reaffirm with you the election of 2020. It is a wound, a crime, but it is a wound to this nation that will never, ever heal until and unless it is dealt with head on. Mike Lindell, absolute proof. Of course, on Monday we had Mary Fanning and Brandon House, two of the three executive producers of Absolute Proof, the third, of course, being Mike Lindell on this program, and walking through the making of the video, but also the fact that the election fraud is centerpiece, is the predicate for everything that's happening, including and especially this week's impeachment. We're on day four now. The defense presents their case. We've seen a very lackluster, or we expect to see a very lackluster defense in terms of President Trump's defense of the impeachment. Now, no one expects a conviction, and that perhaps that's why the lackluster defense. It is my view, based on everything I've seen and heard and discussed with people inside, or I should say near, not inside, the President Trump's circle, there is a push/pull, push and pull. The only place really adequate for the presentation of facts about the theft of the 2020 presidential election would be in the defense of the impeachment. Sadly, that's not going to happen. Peter Navarro, big proponent of that tactic, said, look, I could have a team together in a day and present the defense, because that the theft of the election is the predicate for everything that happened on the 6th of January. Where else are we going to find resolution to what happened in the 2020 election? Where else will the bottom line here is, I believe the lack of exposure to this entire lack of exposure of the American people about the election theft of the 2020 election, the blatant, the overt theft, I believe will be the cause for the civil war and revolution that we're right there. We're right there. We're at the precipice, and it's going to happen. Anecdotally, of course, but to give you an idea of how angry people are, folks, I'm sure you get phone calls, spam phone calls all the time. If you have a business, chances are you'll get spam phone calls from Google. Got one today. Verifying your business listing. Okay. Now, normally I don't answer them. I don't, they're spammed numbers. It's just BS, right? I answered it. And of course, the recording said, don't hang up. Want to verify your business listing, you know, Google, otherwise you could be listed improperly. Now understand, Mike Lindell was denied purchasing his own AdWords from Google. They didn't just censor him. They denied allowing him to purchase his own name. Google, in my opinion, in my view, is a communist company. So I went through the menu and clicked for a person to verify my Google listing. And I proceeded to explain my thoughts about their communist country or company. The woman, and this is what really makes me smile, the woman said, and I can almost hear her eyes roll, oh, here we go again. Now, why am I smiling? Because that makes me realize that, look, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. So she's probably had a belly full of it. And I hope tonight, when she leaves her job, that I really hope that she rethinks her job. Hey, do I really need to put up with this? Am I really working for a communist company? And the answer to that is yes, in my view, yes, you are. Communist tactics at the very least. A couple of announcements before we get into the program. Folks, Patreon this weekend, Patreon meeting this weekend, it was last weekend, got a lot of requests saying, look, there's stuff going on at my house because of the Super Bowl. I don't agree with it, you know, however, it's a madhouse, so can we reschedule? There were a sufficient number of people, so yes, so this weekend. I know this Sunday is Valentine's Day. For those who celebrate Valentine's Day, hey, spend it with me, right? Spend it with me. All right, as well, the digital PDF is coming to you either today or most likely Monday from the fundraising broadcast we had on Saturday. Okay, Saturday fundraising broadcast. That PDF file, if you sent a contribution by mail without your email address, think about this now. I'm going to need your email address. We're going to need your email address. Steve Quayle's going to need your email address, okay? Because this is...
It's a digital file.
Thank you.
And the reason it's digital is because it's extensive, so...
It's extensive and it's...
It'd be like printing a book almost.
On your computer, right. And it's image heavy.
If we had to send it to you.
Yeah.
A physical copy. It'd Eric, be like a book.
Exactly. Eric the Tech, how are you?
So I'm doing good. So if you did donate by mail and you did not include your email address, just send us another piece of mail or send us an email.
If you can. I mean, you can. If you don't mind, please send us an email.
Because we want to get that to you.
100%. And, you know, I apologize for any confusion. So, anyway.
And like you said, don't freak out if you don't get it tomorrow or today.
Yeah, it could be Monday.
Monday, at least by Monday you'll get it. But the majority of people will get it today.
Okay. Thanks. I thought it was scheduled for Monday. Friday was kind of optimistic, but well, okay, that's good. All right. Now, segueing into, of course, if it's Friday, Austin Brower, he's the man, I got to tell you. By the way, fraud has become the new F word. I just want to say that fraud is the new F word. You mentioned fraud. That's the third rail of any political discussion, and I'm talking about fraud of the election. But like I said, we're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing about the election. And a lot of things, a lot of odd things, too, if you watched any part of the impeachment. Majority of the American people have not. In fact, the majority of the Senate and the spectators for the impeachment were pretty much falling asleep or playing on their phones during this time. That shows you how much of a sham this is. Go to Washington, D.C. It looks like the occupied Baghdad, you know, capital of Baghdad, the capital of Iraq. It's really a shame. And this is all a communist takeover of the United States. Segueing into Austin Brower, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been banned from fascist book-owned Instagram. And this happened just days after outlining Bill Gates' global domination efforts. Gee, you want to know who owns you? Who can't you criticize, right? Also, again, segueing into this segment, it seems that Andrew Cuomo has got a little bit of an issue. He, his secretary to the governor admitted, hey, we were lying about putting elders and the infirmed into nursing homes. We really hid the numbers. That man, in my view, should be charged with criminally negligent homicide. Somebody had written to me and said, shouldn't it be a premeditated murder? That's a pretty high bar, but at the very least, Letitia James over there in the state of New York, the Empire State, should, instead of looking at President Trump, should be going after Cuomo, who admittedly, well, his own internal staff turned him over for lying about the numbers and for putting people into the nursing homes to cause additional deaths. That's your mother. That's your grandmother. That's your father. That's your grandfather. That's your relative. Or if it's not, what if it was? It was somebody's, to be sure. The deaths of elderly who recovered from the corona, Chinese Communist Party virus, but died after the vaccine raises additional questions. It's not a vaccine. That's one of the reasons why. By definition, this is not a vaccine. There's so much more to get into. I'm going to bring right. I do want to mention this sad note. Randy Taylor's brother had passed away at 7:45 this morning. Please say a prayer for the family of Randy Taylor and Randy's brother. Went to be with the Lord this morning at 7:45. There's just no words. All right, with me is Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. You know, folks, I take Health Masters every day. I feel great. I really do. I haven't gotten sick since I've been taking Health Masters. And, you know, if you feel a little bit punky, you take some more vitamin C and it gives you a boost back up. But Ultimate Multiple, if you're not taking Ultimate Multiple from Health Masters, that's your daily vitamin. You've got to do it. In fact, stop right now and order your Ultimate Multiple. I don't take anything else. I mean, any other brand of nutritional supplements than Health Masters. This is my go-to. This is the best as far as I'm concerned. It's got a 5-star rating on the Hagman Report rating chart. But, folks, go there. Certainly get your immune system built up. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. I missed talking with him last week. I apologize for that snafu. We are still working we're doing a lot of the work ourselves here at the studio and at the office, which is why it's taking us a little bit longer than expected. But thanks for hanging with us, which is why this is an abbreviated program today, just Austin today. But throughout the weekend, I'm going to be bringing some messages. Austin, how are you, sir?
Doug, I'm blessed, as always. And, you know, I was listening to the first few minutes of the show, and you're absolutely right as far as we can't stop talking about the theft of an election of a republic. There's a reason why they put up 8-foot fences with National Guard all around the Capitol. They know what they did. Guilty people have to try to go out of their way to make sure they act like they're not guilty. But in doing so, they've done exactly what we expect them to do. They've shown everybody they're extremely guilty. If you win an election fair and square, you don't have to put up a security fence around the Capitol because everybody's hacked off at you. And you can see now the facade that they put up and the lies upon lies upon lies. And now the issue is they've gone so far along with it, they can't back out of it. It's the same thing that we've seen now with COVID. They've pushed the narrative of COVID so far now, they can't backtrack on it. Even though the CDC, there's a peer-reviewed study. I don't know if you saw this earlier. The peer-reviewed study basically came out on the CDC and the corruption of what they basically did and how they've expanded, they allowed the numbers to be expanded. In the study, they said over 1,600% higher than what they should have been, what they really were. Because exactly what we talked about last year when the CDC came in and said, doesn't matter their underlying condition, doesn't matter if they're already in the hospital, doesn't matter if it was a suicide, doesn't matter if it was anything. Even if you just suspect it was a COVID death or they basically are sick with COVID, you put it down as COVID, even if you take a no test. And I found this out firsthand. I went to the hospital 2 weeks ago and it was in a automobile accident. And I just went in basically get checked out and, you know, had my head scanned and x-rays and stuff. And I was asking the nurse there because she kept basically asking me to put on a mask when I got on the back. And I was like, no, I was like, I can't. I said, I don't want to deprive myself of oxygen. I said, if you need me to, I said, I'll pull my shirt up in front of my face if you're so terrified of a healthy individual being in the hospital. And so she finally capitulated with me and pretty much stopped giving me a hard time. But I finally asked her, I said, what's the deal with COVID here? You know, this is Celebration Hospital in Orlando. And I said, you know, I haven't really seen a lot of sick people here. She's like, well, we have a COVID section. She goes, but we're not really necessarily set up to be doing, you know, COVID testing. We don't have a rapid COVID testing system here. So we pretty much, if somebody has two or more symptoms of COVID, we write it down as a COVID positive case and then we treat them accordingly. I said, so wait a minute. If somebody comes in and say they lost their taste of smell and taste, the sense of smell and taste, and they have a headache and they basically just feel unwell, you automatically count that as COVID? She's like, well, yeah, pretty much. We do it as that precaution. I said, doesn't that kind of fudge the numbers a little bit? And she goes, well, in most cases, you know, they probably do have COVID, so it's worth the precaution. And it went over, just went over her head. And I'm sitting there going, the numbers that we're being told are completely and totally exaggerated. What's being done to the economy and the entire world is not exaggeration. It's very real. And when are people going to stop listening to these unlawful demands? Down here in Florida, you see, you mentioned the Super Bowl earlier. I didn't go over that. I'm not a supporter of the NFL at all. I didn't even watch the game. However, Tampa, from what I was told from a lot of my friends that were over there, was absolutely insane as far as how packed it was. There were people everywhere. Nobody's wearing masks, nothing. And so we're going to have a perfect example now of seeing what exactly happens in that situation. I can tell you what's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. Some people may get sick. They're already probably going to get sick or may have already been sick, and that's going to be the end of it. And so we have to start realizing that if we don't start making a stand and start speaking the truth, it's not going to stop. Australia is the perfect example. Over in Australia's Victoria State, this just happened yesterday, they had a five-day snap quarantine. I kid you not, out of the blue, the minister came out and said, hey, we've had 13 cases. No deaths. We've had 13 cases, though, so you have to lock down for an entire week. 6.5 million people went into lockdown at midnight. One of the strictest lockdown countries in the world. They banned all public gatherings, all businesses, all home meetings, all weddings, and all religious gatherings. You are not allowed to basically even go anywhere at all, unless it's an emergency or you have to go to the grocery store. Full lockdown for an entire week.
I'm sure glad they have their guns.
And you know what? I just said that on the show earlier today. I said, look at the UK right now. They can't even go outside without permission. Canada has basically full-blown prison hotel quarantines now that they're holding people at for 2 weeks, treating them absolutely horrible, only letting them outside 15 minutes a day. You see the same thing in Europe. What is the main premise you see with all these countries? They all have the same thing in common. They've all been disarmed.
That's right.
All of them have been disarmed.
Yep.
once you allow yourself to be completely and totally disarmed by the very people that want to do harm to you, you have no ramifications. Nothing left. You can go back. Nothing you can do. You have no recourse at all. You are at their mercy, whatever they want to do. And that's why I've encouraged everybody now is to really make yourself vocal about this HR 127 and, you know, encourage the counties and cities and states to do the best they can. I just saw up in a county up in Missouri, the sheriff came out and they just put a new bill in the law. Basically said any federal gun law that is put into place at any point in time, if it violates the Second Amendment, it is not only null and void, law enforcement will not follow it, they will not enforce, and they will not allow federal agents to come into their county and enforce it. And I was like, whoa, now we got somebody who's actually talking some truth now. That is a huge precedent that a lot of people really, really, really need to understand and support. Because the longer that everybody keeps capitulating and keeps submitting to whether it's COVID, to whether it's more and more unlawful gun laws, to whether or not it's some type of other restriction, bullies don't stop because you comply with them. Anybody's ever dealt with a bully in school or had somebody that picked on them at some point in time, you pretty much always realize the only way to handle a bully is to basically hit him as hard as you can. Pretty much the main premise of it. In most cases, you may get in a fight, you may get your butt kicked a little bit, but you know what? The next time he goes to pick on you, he's going to, you know what? A kid smacked me in the face unbelievably hard last time. I didn't like that. Yeah, I'm not going to go after him. I'm going to go after somebody else that's more timid. This is exactly what we've dealt with now with the government. They've come in now and said, your election doesn't count. Doesn't matter what you vote for. We're going to rig it. We're going to put Dominion voting machines. The fact that Georgia and a lot of the representatives in there have not had an absolute just conniption fit on removing these Dominion voting machines out of the state boggles my mind. They come in and say, it doesn't matter who you vote for. Doesn't matter what you do. We're going to lock you down. Amazon, Target, Costco, they can make hundreds of billions of dollars in aggregate, but you can't work. You can't go to church. You can't own the guns you want. Once you start allowing somebody to put that level of control over you, then there's only one thing left to do. You either submit, which I'm not going to and you're not going to, Doug, or to stand up and say no. And that's what everybody has to start doing in this country now, because more and more people, I think, are starting to wake up to everything. And this is the pivotal point now that we have to start saying no and talking about what's going on. Like you said earlier, find out who controls you. You find out basically who you can't talk about. And that's exactly what we see now. Find out what they don't want people to know. Find out what truths they don't want people basically to spread. And you'll find out real quick by what they tell people you're not allowed to talk about. You're not allowed to talk about the Capitol, you know, the Capitol protest. You're not allowed to talk about any type of unlawful, illegal voter fraud. Not allowed to talk about any of that. That means you're domestic terrorist if you even talk about that, as DHS now has basically said. That a lot of individuals, same thing with Brennan, there were previous CIA director, said a lot of these guys, they're going to be, you know, against COVID lockdowns. They're going to be basically talking about an unlawful election. These are the domestic terrorists that we're basically going to have to handle. I'm paraphrasing that. They're telling us what they're going to do. They're telling us what their intentions are. Now it's time America stand up and say, no, we don't consent with this at all.
You know, I've got so much really on my mind here with respect to how things are playing out. Austin, I don't see this being resolved. I don't see anything being resolved peaceably. Now, that I'm not advocating violence. All I'm saying is the road that we're taking, the fact that the impeachment, the rhinos, the Republican side on the impeachment, they want to shut down the impeachment and just acquit and that's it, okay? And we can see this lackluster defense by the attorneys. Where else, what other venue, if the Department of Justice won't take up the case of voter or slash election fraud and voter fraud, when in fact it's been proven beyond any reasonable doubt, when you can't mention it on social media without being permanently banned, when a documentary came out, as I mentioned, Mike Lindell's Absolute Proof. We had the producers, two of the three, on Monday, and you talk about absolute proof. It's absolute proof. But aside from One American News and a few other alternative outlets, that movie or that documentary is not being shown to the American people. Now, they're seeking it out because I believe your audience, my audience, people like us will seek out, you know, the truth. And that's what they're doing. But the majority of America, or not, I shouldn't say majority, a percentage of Americans are not seeing what we are seeing. And they're not seeing because they're not being shown. They're not allowed to watch this. The reason I went through that long and rather lengthy and convoluted, backstory is the fact that what I see coming here, because we have this new, left, that really began in the 20s, but really took hold in the 60s. If you go back to Herbert Marcuse, if you go back to Antonio Gramsci, you talk about this, and your dad talk about this on your radio show. And by the way, little fun fact, Buttigieg's father translated Gramsci's writings from Italian to English during his tenure at Harvard back in 1970. I just thought I'd mention that. So the enemies within the gates, inside the wire. I don't see how we're going to be able to get them out without some severe, without violence. I'm not advocating this. This is my assessment, and I don't know how you feel, but each day that goes by, I believe that we're heading more and more toward that precipice of we're not coming back from this. We can't come back from this. That's just my view.
Well, and this is what I've, told people last year that continued to submit to these unlawful demands. I said, listen, these masks and these lockdowns and these people telling you can't run a business, I said, these are easy to defy. A lot of people say, oh, you can't. You got to do this. You got to do that. No, you don't. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. For some odd reason, the context and the concept of consent has eluded a large proportion of Americans last year. I said, this is easy stuff. I said, once they take it in closer and they start controlling and dictating and then mandating vaccines and all these other things, now it's right on top of you. And that's kind of the point that we're starting to go here now, is we're starting to go down this hole deeper and deeper and deeper, as you said, Doug, that where there's going to be a point where there's going to be only one option left. And, the aspect of what we have in the White House and when we have the administration and this whole impeachment theater thing that they're doing right now, I mean, all it is theater. They know it's not going anywhere. The whole thing's complete and total theater. But what it's designed to do is constantly keep the narrative going and push what they want everybody to talk about. The only way we can get to actually meeting and removing these people out of office, the first thing we have to do is we actually have to take control of our own state via our governor and our towns and our mayors and our sheriffs, and as far as get it on a grassroots level. The level of where the federal government is right now is so high and so corrupt, it's not something you can just take head on, even with a civil war. The only way this works is that if Americans start taking their consent back and say, no, I'm not going to shut down my business. No, I'm not going to wear a mask. No, I'm not going to do any of these things you tell me to do. You're not my boss. You're not my family. You're not God Almighty. You are nobody. You're an elected official that is paid for by my taxpayer money that we elected to represent us. You don't get to tell me what to do. You don't get to tell me how to live, nor do you get to tell me to shut down my business. It's funny to me that these very same people for years have run on the platform, my body, my choice. I can kill an unborn baby if I want. I have that right to do what I want. I can murder a child because it's my body, my right. Now are the same people saying you need to wear 2 and 3 masks to go everywhere to protect everybody else. You kidding me right now? That's the dumbest logic I've ever heard in my life. I'm completely healthy. Why am I wearing a mask? Well, you do it to protect yourself. I'm not worried about it. I already protect myself. I already mega dose on vitamin C and D3 and zinc. And so what you're saying, Doug, is very accurate, but we have to get back to where everybody starts taking over their local areas and saying, hey, this is what we want. This is what we want you to represent in us in aggregate, because until we do that, nothing's going to change. As long as people cower in fear, as long as people sit in front of CNN every night, as long as people basically walk outside and put a mask on while they're walking around the sidewalk by themselves, they are showing every bunch of these goons that are in power that they are scared and they are going to submit and they are going to follow orders. Civil disobedience is probably one of the most effective tools known to man in getting back certain rights. Civil disobedience is incredibly effective. The problem with it is the entire country has been so castrated through political correctness, nobody wants to offend anybody anymore. So everybody just wants to go, oh, well, I won't do that. I wear a mask because I don't want to have any conflict on the inside. I just do this because, you know, I don't want to have any issues. Man, can you imagine?
And to those, I say, that's a much lesser fight than what's coming. If you,
oh my gosh, yes.
And you know, if you don't mind, I'm gonna just punch in here. It's 1:59, 1:50, or 2 minutes roughly, 2 minutes, maybe 2:15, at the most. But this is your governor. This is Governor DeSantis of Florida. You're talking about local. Okay, there's local, there's state, and there's federal, and of course variations of local counties and cities, municipalities and such. But what your governor did, I am so proud of this, Governor DeSantis, because this is what needs to happen both on a state and a local level. And here it is. Go ahead, run that.
Happy about that. You know, I will. People have asked me about there was some type of report about potential travel restrictions on Americans and on Floridians. And I think it's an absurd report that they would be doing that. I think it would be unconstitutional. It would be unwise and it would be unjust. And if you think about it, restricting the right of Americans to travel freely throughout our country while allowing illegal aliens to pour across the southern border unmolested would be a ridiculous but very damaging farce. So we will oppose it 100%. It would not be based in science. It would purely be a political attack against the people of Florida. And it's unclear why they would even try talking about that. Just look at the COVID situation in the state of Florida. So since December, the last couple months, Florida's cases per capita compared to the rest of the country, 28th. 27 other states higher per capita cases. And for the entire pandemic, it's a similar story. Hospitalizations per capita over this time period, Florida ranks 30th. 29 other states have higher per capita hospitalizations. Fatalities per capita for this same period, Florida ranks 42nd. 41 states have higher per capita fatality. So since December 1st, well over half the country has seen much worse COVID results than here in Florida. But all you have to do, too, is just look at some of the trends. ED visits for COVID-like illness is down 60% in Florida over the last 30 days. That's the number one indicator for COVID spread. Hospitalized patients are down about 35% in Florida statewide over the last 3 weeks. And don't forget, over the winter, Florida peaked at much less level than we did over the summer months. And we were way less per capita than a lot of lockdown states that are always cited as being, quote, the right way to do it.
So, Austin, there are a number of takeaways from that. From standing up for your charge, meaning in that case, the state of Florida. But that could also be done on a county level, local level. There's a reference to the illegals coming through. Of course, you know, what hypocrisy that is and other things, as well as the hoax. And I say hoax, the hoax of the response to the Communist Chinese Party virus. And just so for new listeners and viewers, by the way, folks, we're on Roku. Not sure how long, but we're on Roku. Amazon turned us down, kicked us off. We're on Roku. We're also on various other platforms. But the 3.5 million downloads last month, I want to thank everyone for that. But back to the point here. If we all just stood up and said, no, we're not going to adhere to these arbitrary edicts by these people who have no power, but we grant them no authority, but we grant them the power to by our compliance, we wouldn't be in this problem. Go ahead, sir.
No, that's you nailed it on the head. You nailed it on the head. Perfect. If you don't comply, they can't enforce it. There's 300 million of us. They can't hang us all. And this is why they've made the mask thing has been such a big deal to me, because it troubles me so much when I go places and I'm like the only one not wearing a mask. What happens? You get singled out. Now, sometimes people approach me. A lot of times people don't bother me. Sometimes a manager will do dumb stuff. But most of the time, I'm not bothered, especially down here in Florida, especially now, Central Florida. Only times when I went to Miami is I was bothered a lot. But that's because Miami's very, very liberal and very compliant with completely and totally erroneous laws. They just have dumb stuff they bring up down there in Miami and they comply with it. But the biggest thing, too, is I continue to tell people, and a lot of my friends have started doing this now, is vote with your wallet. Don't give money to a company that wants to grossly violate your human rights. It's every human's right to breathe air, Now, nobody has a right to say, you can't breathe. Austin, you can't breathe air right now. You can breathe in 30 seconds, but you cannot breathe right now. I am doing an edict. You cannot breathe right now. If somebody said that to you, you'd go, dude, you're nuts. Shut up. The paddy wagon's coming. You're going to the loony bin. You're an idiot. You'd walk off. Well, they're doing that exact same thing to us. Wear 2 and 3 masks. The oxygen deprivation is through the roof with this. They're already saying now that as far as the mental decline in a lot of individuals, especially older individuals, is going up rapidly right now. They're talking about the health of the young children. I researched an article, I brought it to you out here probably about a month, month and a half ago, from a doctor who went into detail on what happens when young children have oxygen deprivation for extended periods of time. It causes irreversible brain damage, and it's done extremely slow. So you do not notice it over a day or a week, sometimes even a month. But given a couple months, given an entire year, it starts causing very significant issues in the body, not to mention the reuptake of CO2 building up in the red blood cells, increasing the acidity of the blood. There is so much long-term research to show how bad it is to deprive yourself of oxygen, and there is literally zero research to support a mask mandate everywhere you go. Now, I told people before, if you're sick, if you're legitimately sick, and you have to go somewhere for a very specific reason, and you need to put on a mask or a respirator because you're sick, that's a completely different topic. But I always say, if you're healthy, why are you wearing a mask? And DeSantis nailed it on the head. That's why, I mean, he's an awesome governor. We've been so blessed down here. And what he's referring to is that Biden put out a topic with his administration that they were discussing allowing flights to come into Florida, but blocking all flights from leaving Florida, basically cordoning us off, making us an island and saying, basically, you guys can't do anything. We're locking you down. That's what his reference to DeSantis was saying about that. He said, dude, not only is that illegal, unlawful, it's idiotic to say the least. The fact they even talk about that just shows their level of stupidity, you know? What we have down here in Florida is turning into a safe haven, and that's a good thing and a bad thing. We're leading by example, but we also have people flooding here from all over the country right now, which in one case, it's really bad because we're having a lot of individuals up north from Massachusetts, from New York, from California, from Washington State, all these states that have turned into hell holes because of the restrictions on them. They are now moving here. Well, the problem with that is the next time they vote, a lot of these real leftist liberal idiots are going to completely forget about why they came down here because we have a great governor, and they're going to vote for their idiotic Democratic communist friends that are running in office to try to do idiotic dumb things like Gillum, the one that was running against DeSantis a couple years ago, who basically ended up getting busted a few months back, basically ended up being a meth-induced stupor while one of his homosexual orgy friends was ODing on drugs, and he basically got pulled out of there and had to go to the hospital. They had to give him a bunch of drugs to basically calm him down. That was the guy that was running in the Democratic governor position against DeSantis. So Yes, it's super important. Everybody gets vocal, gets local, starts doing stuff and standing up. And same thing like I said before, with standing up for what you support. I can't stand Amazon. I loathe Amazon. I will not support Amazon. I will not buy anything from Amazon. Why? Amazon is a global retail monopoly. They're being poised to be the one world retail center of the world. Yep. Same thing with other businesses like Google. Won't support Google. I don't use Google at all for searches. That's why we don't have Google Analytics basically on our website at all. That's the reason why I don't have cookies on our website. There's things you can do to stand your ground and see if everybody in unison, not even everybody, I say everybody, even 10-15%, if everybody started coming together, it would make a huge difference. Just like if you have a business that says, oh, we have a mask mandate. You can't come in here and wear a mask, or you use a city mandate. You can't go out in the city without wearing a mask. And 20-30% of the people said, no, we're not going to wear masks. You know, kick rocks. What are they going to do? They walk around, try to find 200-300 people. They don't have the manpower to do that. They never can. So the perception of control over us is simply that. It's a false perception, but so many people play into it and fall prey to it because, oh, well, I saw somebody else get a mask ticket last month. So, I don't want to get a ticket. Guess what? If you get a ticket, get an attorney. Fight it. Nobody can force you to deprive yourself of oxygen. So, again, I just encourage everybody, stay strong, stay healthy, exercise, stay up on your vitamin C and D3 and zinc. That's why we put together the viral protection kit on the front page of the website. I got that's like 50% off. And people have been buying it in bulk. And I have gotten more feedback in the last 5 to 6 months, Doug, than I probably ever have at Health Masters from people that are going, exactly what you said. They go, dude, ironically, in the middle of COVID, I feel better than I ever have. My energy's great. I don't get sick. My mental acuity's great. I'm super energetic. I said, well, yeah. I said, because you're giving your body all the nutrients it needs. I said, and you're exercising more, and you're not eating as much junk food, and you're eating cleaner, and people are being overall healthier. So in that instance, what happened last year, that's a positive silver lining. But now it's time. We all got had at the beginning of this thing. We didn't know what communist nonsense China sent over. We didn't know what they sent over. So we were kind of like, okay. We're past that point now. We're over it. Now they're coming out now, and see, this is going to be another thing of not consenting. And this is where it's going to start getting harder and harder and harder. CBS News now declares from news travel editor Peter Greenberg that you will need proof of vaccination to be able to travel anywhere in the United States is what they're now claiming. He said it will be required. The real question is what technology will be available to create a universally acceptable and universally readable document that cannot be forged. Really? But they've already said the COVID injection doesn't stop you from spreading it, and it doesn't keep you from getting it, but de facto meaning it is not a vaccine. It does not create an immune response to prevent you from being, to cause you to be immune to COVID. It doesn't do that. It's a DNA, RNA injection device that causes your body to start manufacturing COVID. So it doesn't stop you from getting it, and it doesn't stop you from spreading it. So why on God's green earth would they want us to have a vaccine to be able to travel? Because, again, it's all about compliance. And whenever this RNA technology they're wanting to inject everybody with, like this Pfizer one that has to be kept at negative 94 degrees at all times until like 5 minutes before you're going to inject it into people and you got to let it thaw out, whatever this sludge is that they're trying to put into everybody has some real serious side effects. You could just go online and Google. Now I don't know how to say Google, just do a search engine. That's another way. That term has been used now because they say Google holds like 90% of searches on the entire world. So everybody, that's a household term now. Yes. And so that's why it's important not to support them whenever you can.
Yeah, it's actually 91% of the market.
Okay?
Not 91 to be precise, but you're exactly right. And folks, look, there's several ways we can fight. One, of course, is making sure that we are capable of fighting in terms of our health. That's why I'm so really, I'm so big on Health Masters. Again, folks, do me a favor. You really came through, and I want to thank from the bottom of my heart everyone who really supports this platform and is supporting and has supported this platform already. Because I'll tell you what, the world of hurt put on us in a number of ways I'm not even going to get into, it has been beyond the pale. So you can support alternative broadcasting, the new, I mean, the real news, Ted and Austin Brower show, it costs them a lot of money. They don't take corporate advertising. Health Masters is their product, and Health Masters is a great product. So please do me a favor. And I'm really serious about this. You supported us. You're gracious. Thank you. Do me a favor. If you have not, especially those people who have not done this yet, at the very least, buy the Ultimate Multiple Nutritional Supplement, either powder or capsule, different types. And I've got to tell you, take it for 30 days as directed. And if you don't feel better, if you don't feel stronger, if you're, and I mean, you can actually feel this, then let me know. But I can tell you, no matter what you're taking, if it's not Health Masters, it's not the best. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And I say that with thanks to Health Masters and with appreciation to both Health Masters and to each and every one of you. So healthmasters.com. That is the place to go. And their immune, kit there. I gotta tell you, man, that will keep you healthy. And they have food buckets as well. Organic food buckets. Get yours while you still can, because those are getting hard to find. So Austin, I just want to break in there and say that and thank you again.
No, absolutely. I appreciate it, Doug. And now the biggest thing and another aspect of kind of that ties into what we've been talking about is being self-sufficient. You know, being able to handle yourself in a situation. That's why I've encouraged people to stock up on food. Whether you get the food buckets from us or whether you get canned food from the store, whatever you do, just get food. You know, I appreciate it when people support us, but I tell people, listen, if that's all you can afford on a budget is stocking up canned foods once a week or buying some beans and rice and, you know, storing them properly, do whatever you can. Because, see, the next step that they're going to use is food to control the populace. Right now, they've used our business and they've used our freedom and they've used our money. That's not good enough yet. They want full-blown tyrannical control and dictatorship over everything we do. And the final nail in the coffin in every regime is always food. You can look back in numerous history books and see exactly how food was used as a tool to control the masses. Because when people start getting hungry, and I mean hungry, I don't mean, you know, missed an afternoon meal or missed breakfast. I mean, you haven't eaten in 3, 4, 5, 6 days. It does stuff to your head. You know, I did a fast years ago, basically a gallbladder fast, and with apple juice and stuff, and cleaned out my gallbladder just, you know, for just health. And, you know, you start noticing after a couple days, stuff starts doing weird things to you. You know, your brain, your mental acuity, how you feel. And, you know, the problem is you start amplifying that 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days. You start getting real hungry. You start getting ravenous. You start getting desperate. You start doing anything you can just to get food. And if that means turning in your guns, that means handing over your last little bit of rights you have for a bowl of soup, a lot of people will do it because you're not in your right mind. And that's what they're doing next. There's a reason why Bill Gates is going in and buying up huge swaths of farmland, I mean, in droves right now. He's been doing that for years, but he's gotten even more aggressive with it now. They want to control the GMO seeds. They want to control the entire facet of farming. That's one of the whole reasons why biotech and Monsanto and all these guys started doing this. It wasn't just to produce an unbelievably toxic food to get sprayed with glyphosate, Roundup, and we consume it and cause all these health issues. That was like just a sidebar that they love doing because they have fun making people sick and it increases the medical industrial complex revenue. The main reason they wanted to do this is because they wanted to own the food market solely. There will be no competition in another few years, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I don't know, but it won't be very long because as more and more farmers are pushed out, and I've said this before on our show, I had a farmer from up north that emailed me years ago, and he said, you know, they grow GMO farm. I think it was corn and some few other things. And he said, it's horrible. He goes, but we have no other way of making any more money right now. He said they have basically made it untenable without buying into their packages. And so what he said they would do is they'd have like, you know, a tractor package, you know, with an irrigation, a fertilizer, a seed package, something like that. I don't know exactly, but that's basically what he referenced to. And they come in and say, hey, you buy this whole bundle with GMO seeds and this equipment and this fertilizer and yada, yada, yada. We'll give you a huge bundle discount on it, like a huge discount. And so he said the only way for us to make any type of money is we basically got to go with this. He goes, if we go with like organic, we're completely on our own. So there's like hardly any subsidies, any support, any discounts, nothing. You're like on your own 100%. You don't get any as hard as heck to get crop, you know, any insurance on the crop, period. He goes, now you go GMO food. He goes, dude, they'll help you out. They'll subsidize stuff. If you lose crops, they don't care. They'll give you more money. And he goes, basically what we're doing is, he goes, we're growing plastic. That's what he said verbatim. We're growing plastic. And so this is what the overall goal is. This is why I've encouraged people, stock up on food supplies. This is why, like, the food buckets, the only food buckets I carry, the big ones, are full certified USDA organic, because it's so important. Now, we have the meat buckets too. Unfortunately, those are not USDA certified organic meat, but they're chicken and beef, freeze dried, but they are very high quality, no MSG, and that's just the only option I have for those. But the main big food buckets we have, fully organic. So I encourage you, if you are going to stock up food, whether it's food buckets or beans and rice or canned food, try to stick with organic the best you can for the overall aspect of health. You don't want to be in a situation where something sideways happens and you're eating basically cardboard, you know, plastic food, just stuff that's so toxic and so unhealthy, it's going to make you even sicker. Because at that point in time, you got to have the mental acuity, you got to have the energy, you got to have the strength, and you got to make sure you have adequate, healthy calories in your system. So that's just my personal stance on that. But I know a lot of people that have basically started to look at this, and they said the same thing. With the crop shortages, with the buying up of the crop, with all these different things they've been doing, they're getting it slowly set up for when they want to drop the hammer, and that will be the next one. COVID was just, as we saw it now, the first giant major event to lock everybody down, make people believe, this is the funny part, make people believe the government actually cares about you. It's almost laughable if some people actually believe this, when you can look at the history of the CDC, all their corruption that they've been involved in, and just about every other government agency, and now all of a sudden people go, well, look, this is what they said, it's for our protection. Really? They're concerned about our protection. While they spray mosquitoes with DDT back, you know, in the 60s and 70s, while they spray everything with glyphosate, while they allow DuPont to put forever chemicals still out in the water supply, while they let aspartame and sucralose to be in the food supply, even though they know it's directly linked to cancer, when they know high fructose corn syrup directly contributed to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, while they know all these things are unbelievably unhealthy for you, they do not remove them from the food supply. Heck, they even freaking encourage people to eat a lot of this food. Yet it's all about our safety, right? They're concerned about our health and safety, Doug. That's what you have to remember.
Yeah, you know, why? By the way, why would anyone believe Fauci, Burks?
Oh my gosh!
But the latest, and I don't know if you covered this or not. I've been absent from your programs the last couple of days, and I apologize for that. But the CDC is now recommending putting nylon hose over your face along with a mask. Now, look, I've done that, you know, when I was 20, you know, before I was married and stuff like that. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Okay. But, I guess that didn't land too well. Anyway, so can you believe this? I mean, what do you even say to that?
Well, no, I read the research study, and it was almost comical what they did. The CDC came in and they said, we took dummies, artificial dummies, and simulated coughing, and then basically, you know, having droplets of fluid come out of the dummies. And we found that if we put two extremely tight-fitting masks on both dummies, and then we simulated them coughing, it reduced basically the contact exposure by about 92% or something. And I kind of laughed when I saw that. I said, yeah, you know what works 100%, right? Is if you do like 10 layers of saran wrap around your whole face, that's 100% effective, you know, if we're going to go with that route.
My goodness. The world has gone crazy. I mean, people have gone absolutely to believe this. But back to what you were saying earlier too about people saying, well, you know, I don't think they work. I really don't believe in the mask, but I'll wear one just to not cause a scene. Now screw that. You know what? Leave your mask at home and don't virtue signal me by putting it on your rear view mirror or whatever.
Oh God. Okay. Yes.
I mean, enough of that. just stop it. If everyone stopped it, we can stop this madness. And that's not to say, look, I believe China released a bioweapon, or a bioweapon was released from the Wuhan lab. And anyone, that's another thing too. Anyone who does not believe that this was a lab created virus.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. I think the evidence is more than sufficient. But anyway, I don't want to get too far into it. We only have, I can't believe how quickly time goes when you're on, man. I'll tell you what, you're my favorite guy to talk to. I really mean that.
Time flies when you're having fun, Doug.
Yeah, we only have about 5 minutes left. So I want to make sure everything you want to cover, you cover. So.
Well, there's so much stuff to cover. I always have a ton of stuff to cover, and I that's why I try to hit the pinpoints of the main stuff. And exactly what you were saying, I'm just going to reiterate this: the time for diplomacy with masks is past. It's over with now. There is no more being polite about not wearing it. If you want, let me clarify this though: if you want to wear a mask, I don't care. I'm very libertarian when it comes to a lot of stuff. If you want to go wear a mask, if you want to go put on a chicken head mask and walk around, I don't really care. Now, if you come at me threatening me or pull a weapon on me, I'm going to shoot you. But, you know, walking around with a mask on, if that's what you want to do, I don't care. It's your business. But don't tell me I have to put one on. Don't tell me I have to repress my oxygen levels in my body to make you feel better about yourself while you shove down Taco Bell and McDonald's down your throat and suck down a diet soda behind it and say, you didn't wear your mask for my protection as you're drooling Taco Bell on your shirt. And I'm like, dude, shut up. Like, why are you even speaking to me? This is disgusting. I don't even want to look at you. And I mean that sarcastically, but this, it's where it's gotten with stuff. And so the biggest thing I can encourage to people is this. Find local businesses, find online businesses, find companies that are small businesses that are supporting what they're doing. They're what you want, what you're doing. This is a huge thing. Find out what your companies stand for. You know, if a company basically is saying, hey, you know what, like that grocery store down in Naples that put a big sign out, hey, if you have a medical exemption, you don't have to wear a mask, and we're not going to ask you because we don't really care, so you don't have to wear a mask. And they got, the media went nuts about it. And what's funny is after that news coverage that they got, they said their sales went up 150% overnight because so many people started coming to their store to support them. What we have to start doing.
Did you see the he was doing a commercial and a woman came up. Did you happen to see that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was fabulous. But, yes, this is what we need to start doing indeed. And I think that people have to take a stand, and I think that – again, my objective here is to prevent a civil war or revolutionary war, to prevent the bloodshed.
Absolutely. Every option. Exhaust every option you have, Doug. I'm with you on that 100%. I can tell people that. And the thing about it is, it's like people now all of a sudden are like, oh, well, we're just going to have a civil war. I'm like, dude, you won't even take off your mask when you go into Publix. Like, you're talking a big game right now, and you're talking about going and taking up arms, dealing with a complete and total nightmare on the streets, but yet, as soon as you walk in the store, they'll go, I'm going to put my mask on real quick. I mean, like, I tell people, dude, vote with your wallet. I went into rooms to go. I told you guys that last week, 2 weeks ago. I went in there to buy a couch for one of my rooms, and I sat down in there. Manager scurries over to me, has a box of masks. You need to put a mask on now. We're like, standing back, and I said, no, bro, I'm good. I'm not going to wear a mask. He goes, well, you can't shop if you're not going to wear a mask. I said, dude, I have a medical exemption. Don't bother me with it. I'm trying to buy something. He goes, well, I'm going to have to ask you to leave if you're not going to put a mask on. I said, you're going to ask me to leave. I'm here to buy something. I pulled out my wallet, and I said, I'm here to buy something right now. And he goes, well, if you're not going to wear a mask, you have to leave. And I said, you will never see me in this store ever again. And I said, I don't see a single other customer in the store right now, so good luck staying in business with this type of behavior. I left. And so if everybody starts doing that, it's going to make a huge example out of it. So, again, I encourage everybody, speak your mind. Hold your convictions. If you believe something, hold true to it. There's no doubt about it. COVID's very real. There's definitely a virus. There's numerous viruses. There's viruses everywhere. They say on average we get exposed to 60, 70 viruses a day. So no doubt about it, there's a virus. Yep. What does that mean? That means take precaution of yourself. Wash your hands if you need to. Don't be nasty. Cough in your shirt. If you've got a cough in your shirt. If you need to basically get outside and exercise more, get more oxygen, get more sunlight, stock up on the vitamin C and D3 and zinc, and live your life to the fullest, because it goes by so quick, Doug. In a blink of an eye, it's like, man, I mean, I'm only 32, and it's it's gone by fast already for me, you know?
Yeah. And you're lucky it could have ended too quick. Just saying. Yeah. Austin, by the way, was in a motor vehicle accident last week. So I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're okay. Yeah.
Thanks, but I appreciate it.
Folks, that'll do it. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. Again, now that the show's over, go to healthmasters.com. While you're shopping, listen to their latest program, 10 Austin Brower Show. Fantastic. Get healthy. Stay healthy. Healthmasters.com. Again, Patreon this Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I can't wait for that, as well as please keep Randy Taylor in your prayers. Thomas Taylor, 51, passed away this morning. May God bless. Good night.